Vega was asked to Shiloh whether or not a person could make a kinyan on Erev Shabbos to be called Shabbos. It says in the Mishnah of Betty, you're not allowed to do Mecca for Mecca on Shabbos. You can't make kinyan on Shabbos. That's a gzera of Dalbeit. The question is, if you make the Maisa kinyan on Erev Shabbos to be called on Shabbos, is there a problem? So he presents it really in two ways. He asks, can you make a kinyan to be called on Shabbos? Or he says, can you make a kinyan on Tanai, that the Tanai will be Niskayim on Shabbos and the kinyan will be called Erev Shabbos? In one instance, the kinyan is being called on Shabbos. In one instance, the kinyan is going to be called Erev Shabbos, but the kiyum on Tanai will happen on Shabbos. That was the shaila of Rabbi Kivega. So Rabbi Kivega writes initially that we have a Trumas Hadeshin that speaks about a situation where there's man of pidyon haben on Shabbos. So you can't do the pidyon haben on Shabbos because of the same problem. You're giving the kayin the mois of the pidyon. So the Trumas Hadeshin writes that why don't we give him the money on Erev Shabbos that he should be kayin on Shabbos? We want the pidyon to be on the zman of the mitzvah. So Trumas Hadeshin says, you will have an issue with the brachas because you're not doing the mitzvah on Erev Shabbos. The mitzvah is not going to happen until Shabbos, and on Shabbos you're not doing anything, so you lose out the brachas. So Rabbi Kivega says it's mashma from the Trumas Hadeshin that lule the issue of the brachas, you will be allowed to do such a thing that you can do the pidyon Erev Shabbos to be chal on Shabbos, which is mashma that at least one of the two shailas that he asked, can you do a maisa kinyan to be chal on Shabbos, it seems it's not a problem. That's what he says to be medayik in the Trumas Hadeshin. But he says, "Mikolokon tzarach raya v'dolul zeh me'ashas." Which Rabbi Kivega is not satisfied that it seems that way from the Trumas Hadeshin. We have to be able to prove it somewhere in Shas. Then Rabbi Kivega is marich to discuss a Gemara in Yuma, where the Gemara is trying to work things out. A Kohen Gadol has to have a wife on Yom Kippur. Can't have two wives. The Mishnah speaks about being chayshish, that maybe the wife he has will die and will be left with the problem. How does he replace her on Yom Kippur? So in the Gemara's discussion, the Gemara presents different leifanim of being able to make the kinyan before Yom Kippur to be chal on Yom Kippur with different tanoim. So he says, from that sugya, perhaps we would find the answer to the question. At the end of the tshuva, Lamaisa Rikivega says that he doesn't feel that there's a hechret that it's mutter, and he writes at the end that he would say that both instances that he asked about are aser. That if you want to make a kinyan to be chal on Shabbos, or you want to make a kinyan al tanai, the tanai is mukuyim and Shabbos, he says it should be aser. That's the tshuva of Rabbi Kivega. There's a halacha of Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Shabbos in Reish Mem Daled, where the Shulchan Aruch is discussing the ability of being able to have a mechas collected on Shabbos. Now the problem the person has here is that he wants the mechas. He bought the right to the mechas from the malchus. It's supposed to be collected on Shabbos. So the shaila is, how do you do it in a way that it could be collected on Shabbos, where the yid is not doing the collecting, and the goy is doing the collecting? So there's a problem. I can't have the goy do for me what I myself am not allowed to do. So the Magen Avraham is discussing this, what the Shulchan Aruch speaks about. And in the middle of the Magen Avraham, he's trying to figure out if there's an Eitzah. So he says to hire a guy to do it is a problem because Seif Kol Seif, the Yid, is the one making the money. So he's looking for an Eitzah, I guess we would call it a legal loophole, to be able to work things out that he essentially gets the meches, but he wants to make it that if technically the guy is the one collecting the meches. So the Magen Avraham writes that the Eitzah would be, he says, nearly Lein Shayakam Schav Shabbos Klal, the Ein Ha'akum Noisim Loischirus, Klal Rak Shekona Mimenu HaMeches, So the Mogen Avraham says, it's not really a problem if you have an arrangement with a guy, because you're not hiring the guy to collect the mechas for you. Essentially, what you're doing is you're selling him the right to collect the mechas, or you're selling him the mechas. So the guy is collecting the mechas that he was kaina. You are selling the guy the mechas. So the words of the Magen Avraham are, it's like selling him schayra. If you would sell him schayra, he would sell the schayra on Shabbos. So you sold him the schayra before Shabbos, and he sells the schayra on Shabbos. So the profit of that sale goes straight to the guy, and the yid's transaction ended on Erev Shabbos. That's how the Magen Avraham presents it. So he says he feels he has an eitzah where the guy is not collecting the mechas for the yid, he's collecting the mechas for himself. How did he become the Baal HaMechas? So the Magen Avraham says, you could sell schayra to a guy Erev Shabbos, and he can do whatever he wants. So here you're selling him the mechas, and that's the equivalent of selling him schayra. So in this Magen Avraham, the Tosfos Shabbos has a kasha, the Matzah Shekel brings a kasha that puts in the Tosfos Shabbos. The Tosfos Shabbos goes through all the different points in this Magen Avraham. But the Teich HaDvarin, the Teich HaShabbos says, Masha medamed in zelus chayra, v'chayra ein hanidin daim l'raya. Says he doesn't understand how you could compare this to chayra. The gavi mechas lo shayach mechira, da habidover shlei bala oilom do lechala kinyin. The Teich HaShabbos is bothered, what exactly are you selling? You're trying to sell the money that's not yet collected, and you're making a deal with the guy that when the money is collected on Shabbos, that money would have naturally gone to the yid who owned the right to the mechas. You're making a transaction before Shabbos that when that money is collected on Shabbos, it should become the guy's money. So you're selling him essentially a davar shlei bala oilam. You have sugyas in the Gemara where a person says, whatever fish end up in my traps, I'm selling you today. So when the fish enter my traps, they would become my fish. And then they should become your fish through the Maisa Kinya that's made in advance. The Gemara says that's a problem of being Makna Dovash Lavala Oilam, which is a Machlekes Tanoim, if you could be Makna Dovash Lavala Oilam. So the Tosfos Shabbos is bothered with the Magen Avraham. Essentially, that's what you're doing. The Mechas is not something that you can transfer now, as he understands the right to collect the mechas is not something transferable. The most you can do is be makne whatever future mechas comes in to the guy. So that's the same thing as a person saying, whatever money comes in that should really become mine, I want it to become somebody else's. Making such a kinyan in advance is being makne adar shla bala ilum. So how could you make such a thing work? That's what bothers the Tosfos Shabbos. The Machta Shekel brings this kasha from the Tosfos Shabbos. So both he and the Tosfos Shabbos suggest a way around it. The Tosfos Shabbos says, Mil yeshloimar, the mahani ba'ifin zeh, sheyechayev atzmai v'gufay, lahaknus leyes ameches. Tosfos Shabbos says the way around it is that I'm not actually being makna to you, the mechas. I'm creating a commitment on myself to be makna the mechas when it comes in. So rather than looking at the mechas, like the Magen Avraham says, as schayra, and I'm being makna the schayra, that he has a problem, the schayra doesn't exist. I'm creating a shibud on myself that when the mechas comes in, which is a davar shlo bala oilam, I'm committing myself to be makna it to the guy. So he says that could work. So he's saying that you can't do it the way the Magen Avraham presents it, looking at the mechas as chayra that's transferable. That's lo bala oilam. I could create a shibud haguf on myself. This is happening Erev Shabbos. But I can't be makne it erev Shabbos. When it comes in on Shabbos, I'm a shubit, I'm a chayiv myself to give it to the guy. So the guy will now take it, then it's going to be his. That's what the Taisa Shabbos says. The Matzah Shekel says, it could be that since this is a drabanan, and with Dina de Machusa Dina, this transaction works, so maybe that's good enough to take away the Isser. But right now I'm just looking more at the way that these Achrayim are dealing with the Mogen Avraham. They have a problem of being Makna Dovish Lebala Oilam, and the Matzah Shekel says, maybe it works on Dovish Lebala Oilam, at least Legabi this Isser of Schar Shabbos, that will basically say, will be Saimach Legabi this Inyan, that such a Kenyan works because of Dina Machus Adina, or the Taisa Shabbos says that in fact there is no Kenyan, it's only a Hischaivis to be Makne'it, it's a Hischaivis Aguf to be Makne'it. So the Shiloh that I had was how this fits, or is it relevant to this Rabbi Kiva Eger? As Rabbi Kiva Eger is saying, there's a problem making a Kenyan Erev Shabbos to be Chalon Shabbos. So this instance of the Mogen Avraham is essentially the same thing. And if I begin with the Mogen Avraham presents it in a very simple fashion, that it's very easy. You could be Makna Schoira to the guy, so be Makna the Mechas to the guy. So the Moshel, if I look at it from the perspective of the Matzah Shekel says, it's really a Dover Shleba Lo'ilum, it shouldn't work. But because of the dina, the machus dina, that it's going to recognize the transaction, so it will work. So essentially, this transaction is a transaction that resembles what Rabbi Kiveger says one shouldn't be doing. Kiveger says you can't be makna schoira, you can't be makna money, whatever it may be, on an erev Shabbos that it should be chal on Shabbos. This person is doing basically the same thing. He's being makna the meches, which doesn't exist yet. When the mechas comes into being, which will be on Shabbos, he wants there to be a transfer of ownership from himself to this guy. So zok the, let's say the Matzah Shekel, that it's going to work, because with Dina Machus Adina, they recognize such a kinyan, so we won't have the Dovish Lebola Oilom problem. But Lamaisa, what's happening is, seems seemingly identical to what Rabbi Kiveger doesn't like. What Rabbi Kiveger says you shouldn't be doing, which is making a Maisa Kinyan Erev Shabbos to be Chal on Shabbos, seems to be what's happening here with this Mechas. If you look at it from the way the Taisus Shabbos looks at it, so it's not exactly Rabbi Kiveger's case. In Rabbi Kiveger's case, the Maisa Kinyan is happening Erev Shabbos, but it's Chal on Shabbos. In this instance, the person is committing himself to be makna it when it comes ba'ilam, which the Taisa Shabbos says works.
Shouldn't that be worse?
So when is the kinyan going to be happening? So in Rabbi Kiveger's case, if somebody were to argue with Rabbi Kiveger, as Rabbi Kiveger himself acknowledges, at Tzad Heter, the way you would present at Tzad Heter is, everything was done Erev Shabbos, I'm finished, and on Shabbos, things are happening automatically. That would have been the tzad to make it mutter. Rikki Veger is saying, despite that, even though I'm doing nothing on Shabbos, it happens automatically. Afopicha, and Rikki Veger says that since I set up a system of a mekachum memkar happening on Shabbos, Rikki Veger has a problem. The way the Taisus Shabbos looks at this halacha, that the Mogen Avraham is coming to be miyashiv, he's looking at it that I committed myself on Erev Shabbos to be makna on Shabbos. So if I'm committing myself to be makna on Shabbos, even though I'm not thinking about it, it's happening, we'll say, automatically, but I'm l'maisa, the makna of the chayfetz, or the money when it comes b'aylam, so I would have thought that this should also, perhaps, as Reuven is asking, maybe should even be worse than Rabbi Kiveger's case, because there's a hakna happening on Shabbos. By Rabbi Kiveger's case, it's only a time delay. I made a Maisa Kinyan, and I put into it a delay that it shouldn't be chal till Shabbos. So when Shabbos arrives, it's chal, we'll say, automatically. Nothing has to happen to make it be chal. It's just that there's a release of the delay. in this instance, it seems to be that we're missing an integral piece, which is the das makna for the kinyan to be chal. So I would think that such an instance should be more chumer than Rabbi Akiva Eger. To just add to the question, now the part of the shaila which we're going to speak about is lamdas more important in this shaila, or is perception more important? Well, let's speak from a lamdas perspective. The Machan Ephraim asks a stira between two gemaras. If a person makes a ma'aseh kinyan and he wants it to be chal la'achar zman, and then the person becomes a shaita, what happens? Is the kinyan going to be chal, or is it not going to be chal? So the Machan Ephraim has a stira between two gemaras. He has one gemara that says that if a person makes a ma'aseh kinyan to be chal la'achar zman, and when that zman arrives, the person is a shaita, the kinyan is chal. But he has another gemara. The gemara is speaking in shitas Rav Meir. The gemara asks Akasha in Bava Basra, both in Bava Basra, why do you need a pasuk to say a father is believed to say, this is my child and he's a bachar? It's pashut he's believed, he could always give it to him. So anything which is biyadai, of course we should believe him. So the gemara says, it's not biyadai to give everything, because what if the person yarshin something right before his death, at the point when he's a geisis, he's not a bar hakna. So if he says, this is my bechor, at that moment when the nechasim become his, he's not in a position to be makna, so then it's not biyadai. Then the Gemara adds, even according to Rav Meir, that holds adam makna davar shalei ba lo'aylam, the Gemara says, but if at the time when the kinyan is supposed to be chal, he's a geisis, he's not a bar kinyan, even Rav Meir would agree it's not going to be chal. So the Machan Ephraim asks a question. On the surface, we would say, davar shalei ba lo'aylam, according to Rav Meir, is comparable to davar shalei ba lo'aylam, according to the Rabban. Rav Meir is not bothered with davar shalei ba lo'aylam. So it would seem that the mechanics of being makna kinyan la'achar zman in the Rabbanan and being makna davar shalei ba lo'aylam in Rav Meir should be identical. They're both kinyanim, they're achal later. A davar shalei ba lo'aylam, he could be makna sooner, he chose to be makna later. A davar shalei ba lo'aylam, he doesn't have the choice, he's forced to be makna later. But if Rav Meir does not feel that lo'aylam ba lo'aylam, it creates any problems, then we would think that mechanically it operates the same way. So the Machan Ephraim says, from this stira, we see that there is a fundamental difference. When it comes to a davar shalei ba lo'aylam, which the person could give to the Mekabel now, he is able to create a ma'aseh kinyan that's v'shleimus, and basically we don't need the maknas das v'poyel anymore. He could become a shaita. We already have his das in the ma'aseh kinyan, and it's ready to work. The fact that he put a delay on the kinyan does not require the makna being capable of being makna when the kinyan is chal. Mashenkin by davar shalei ba lo'aylam, the Machan Ephraim said, you see from this Gemara that you can't look at it as being a complete kinyan by the mere fact that you can't give it now because it doesn't exist. That automatically means that when it does come ba'aylam, we need a real live makna. Not only a real live makna, but we need a makna who's capable of being makna. And if the makna at that point is in a state where he can't be makna, the kinyan can't be chal. That means essentially the Machan Ephraim is proving to us that in Rav Meir's Adam Akne Davar Shalei Ba Lo'aylam, there's more activity mitzad the makna at the time of the kinyan than by Davar Shalei Ba Lo'aylam l'Rabbana. So I think this just highlights the question that here you have a situation, we'll put it the way the Matzah Shekel learns it, but I think in the Taisa Shabbos we'll have the same shaila. In the Matzah Sashekel, he's giving us an excuse that you could be makna davar shalei ba lo'aylam. But it would seem that in a davar shalei ba lo'aylam, even if we're justifying what we're doing because we're being seimach on the din of the Malchusa, you could be makna lo'aylam ba lo'aylam. But it would seem that the role of the makna b'shas hakinyan is greater in a davar shaloi bala ilum than a davar shabala ilum. In the way that Taisus Shabbos understands it, that he's being machayev himself to do it, so then certainly he plays an active role at the time of the kinyan because he made a commitment erev Shabbos to be makna on Shabbos. So someone has to be a makna on Shabbos. So if this person lamashal became a shaita on Shabbos, it would seem that the kinyan wouldn't work. So if he plays an active role at the time of the kinyan on Shabbos, it would have seemed to me, l'fi my Moscow Rishon, that I would have thought that that's more problematic than even what Rabbi Kivager is setting up. There is a Ktsais who says something very similar to the Taisa Shabbos in general. The Ktsais says that even though you can't be makna adavish lebala ilam, but the Ktsais writes that in every case of being makna adavish lebala ilam, if the person takes it, he could be kaina. It's really a machlekes amarayim in Bab Metzia. If he takes it, the Gemara calls it mechila gatos. But the logic of the Ktsais is that in every davar shel bala oilam, the das makna is there. But the maisa kinyan is not chal because it wasn't ba'olam. So when it comes ba'olam and the person comes and takes it, you have all the pieces. You have the makna. His das makna doesn't become batal just because it wasn't chal, unless he is befeirish chayzer. And now the kinya takes it. But as far as our discussion is concerned, it would have seemed to me that in that kind of situation, the makna plays a more active role than the kinya. There's a tshuva from the Marshak, he was a Talmud of the Maram Shik, who's discussing what he writes here, a davar chadash. There's this tshuva, he writes, kli hanikr otamata sheneschadish v'itim halalu. A new machine that was neschadish. What's this new machine? So we call it a vending machine. That's what he describes here. Shemenicha neisoi b'chutz b'shus harabim, u'meisimim b'soicha sikarlach and chocolat. You put candy and chocolate in this machine, in this box. V'hunas al oifim zeh. It's designed this way. Shemisha mashlach b'soicha matbeya haniktzav. Whoever puts in a coin that's already kotzuv, whatever the amount is, ba'atzikarlach or chocolat, yochol liftoyach teve katana, yochol likach schoyer ba'amatbeya. Whoever puts in a coin, whatever coin is designated, he's able to open a small box and take out the candy. So this is basically what we would call a vending machine. You put in your coin, and you're able to take out whatever you're buying. And now the shayla he asked was, if this thing is standing outside in Shabbos, v'yavoyu anoshim akum o yisraelim dolemali v'yikhu these things, and they put in the coins, gam b'Shabbos, is there a problem of mekachu memper on Shabbos? So he was asked this shayla, can you have a vending machine that's sitting outside in the public area, and you'll have goyim or frayin who will come and buy in Shabbos? Is there a problem for the owner? So bismaneinu, we've moved way beyond vending machines. We still have them. But this shayla is basically a shayla. Any time you set up a system where the buyer can access by simply, again, we'll say the more primitive vending machine is you put in your quarter or dollar, and perhaps any type of an acquisition that you can do even with a computer today, it's essentially a vending machine. You will make your form of payment, and you were kinda, and you have access to the particular schayr. That's the shayla he was asked. So b'taychat varim, he brings Rabbi Kiva Eger, and he writes, he says, my Rebbe, the Maram Shik, was chayshish for Rabbi Kiva Eger, and he said the Maram Shik was concerned that if Erev Pesach came out on Shabbos, and he would do a shtar mechira of chametz, he would be chayshish for Rabbi Kiva Eger that the kinyan shouldn't happen on Shabbos, and as he's making the transaction with the goy on Erev Shabbos. So because of Rabbi Kiva Eger, he was concerned about having a bichal on Shabbos morning, which is Erev Pesach, because it's this problem of Rabbi Kiva Eger. So the Marmshik was choishish for Rabbi Kiva Eger. So the Marshag here is discussing whether or not he agrees to be choishish for Rabbi Kiva Eger, and whether this case is comparable to Rabbi Kiva Eger. Now this case Behemoth, if you break it down from a lumdership perspective, and someone would say, what role does the owner of the vending machine play? What role does he play in this transaction? I have a vending machine. The customer comes, puts in the coin, and the box opens, and he takes out whatever he bought. I am the makne. The das makne is there by putting the machine in such a place, making it available for the takers, the customers, to get when they put in the coin. The kinyan, that's chal, when the guy takes whatever the item is out of the box after he put in his coin. That's when the kinyan is chal. He's the kaina, I'm the makna. What makes him not a gazlan? It's not hefker. I'm being makna it to every customer. If you put in the money and you don't break in and the door opens, you take out the item. So there's das makna that allows the guy to be kaina. Now, I'm not aware of what's going on, but the reality is that there's a standing das makna that allows that kinyan to be chal.
That's not happening on Erev Shabbos?
What?
That giving over to the makna is not happening on Erev Shabbos?
Nothing's chal. There's no makna. I'm saying there is no makna yet. I have das makna. I'm willing to be makna, but nothing happened. Because it's not frozen.
Right.
That it just it's not part of the chayfas.
You can't do it that way. You can't break.
Right. They have to come together. There's a shidduch here between the makna and the kaina. So when they meet, that's when the kinyan is chal. Now this. First of all, it's not Chalom Afreya. It's Chal at the time of the Kinyan. Breyer is a sugya where it's Chalom Afreya. That's not the problem. I don't mind being mocked into wherever the customer is. The question, but when is it being Chal? The Kinyan is not Chal. I can't be Chayzer from a Kinyan that was Chal already. I can be Chayzer until somebody is Kaina. Because the Das Makna said, anybody's entitled to be kinda, but until he's kinda, there's no transaction. The stuff in the machine belongs to me.
You can't make a kinyan before Shabbos.
I can't make the Maisa kinyan for the customer. The Maisa kinyan has to be made by the kinda. If he had a shliach who could make the kinyan, it would work. But I'm the makna, he's the kinda. The Maisa kinyan happens when the kinda takes the item. So the Marshad writes that he has questions about Rebbe Kivager Bechlal. But he says that he thinks this case is better than Rabbi Kiva Eger. The way he presents it is, because in the case of Rabbi Kiva Eger, the Yid made the Kinyan entirely, the two Yidin or whatever it may be, just at the time when the Kinyan is Chal is on Shabbos. Over here, he says, the Yid is doing nothing on Shabbos. So the way the Mashad is looking at it, it's not because he's less lamdan than I am, he's much greater than I am, but he understands that in these halachas, we're not looking at it from the perspective of the lamdis of makna and kaina. He's looking at it, the guy comes, opens the machine, takes out the item. I'm completely not involved. That means the kinyan was being done by the guy. Now, if you dissect it and say, the guy is a gazlan, unless there's a makna that stands behind the transaction, that part is true. But he looks at it that I am not playing an active role. Again, in lumdis, you are active. In lumdis, and as this owner of the vending machine, if he became a shaita on Shabbos, it would technically be a gzela. That's leaving aside Hichus Yerushalayim. What? He's putting in the money, but if there's nobody's willing to be makna, if I walk up to someone and say, here's a dollar for your chayfetz, and the chayfetz is and the owner is a shaita, even if I give him a dollar, so there's no transaction, because there's nobody on the side of the desk who's able to be makna because he's not a bardas. So typically, if the person is a bardas and he was maskin to sell, and he wasn't chayzer, so he's willing to be makna if anybody gives him a dollar. So when I give him the dollar, his das makna is standing, and the transaction happens. But let's say that person would become a shaita. A person puts up a sign that you can buy anything here for a dollar, and he's sitting there. And he became a shaita. So I'm walking by, and I'm putting down the dollar and taking the chayfas. There's nobody behind the table. There's no makna. So if there is no makna, it comes out that the kayach of the kinyan is happening with this person's das who's sitting behind the table. So, but Afalpichin, the Marshag is saying, when it comes to Hilkas, Mekach u'Memkar, and as in a sense to me, he's looking at the perception more than the pure lumdis. In Rabbi Kiveger's case, he's really doing nothing on Shabbos, like the Machan Ephraim says. If he became a Shaita, in Rabbi Kiveger's case, he made a Kinyan Erev Shabbos, he became a Shaita. On Shabbos comes, it's not the Machan Ephraim, it's Muchach Nigmor, the Kinyan is Chal. Zakr Rabbi Kiveger, but you can't do that, because it's Mekach u'Memkar on Shabbos. In this case, of the Marshag, of the vending machine, and really that's the same Shiloh of the Mogen Avram, if the person became a Shaita, the Kinyan would become Batal. Theoretically, if you have an owner of a vending machine, and he became a Shaita, and there's no issues of Yerusha, the Kinyan would become Batal. There's nobody being Makna. So on one hand, when you look at it from the perspective of the lumdis of the Kinyan cannot be Chal without a real Makna. But I think their understanding is when it comes to Hilchas Mekach u'Memkar on Shabbos, we're looking at it from what does it look like? There's nobody active here. This person doesn't know anything about it. He never did anything to make the transaction, even though he's the brains behind it, because without his das makna, nothing would be chal. But afal pi chen it's mutter. So it just seems that their understanding is that in these halachas of asrim Mekach u'Memkar on Shabbos, We're not looking at it from Makna Kaina perspective. We're looking at it from who is doing the Maisa Kinyan, and if in fact the Kaina does the Maisa Kinyan, and the Makna plays a, we'll call it a more passive role, even though in Lumdis he's the Makna, it doesn't make enough Gemina. That seems to be the opinion of these Achrayim.